We're on the telephone with Brian Jennings, who is Executive Vice President for the American Coalition for Ethanol. Brian, need to have you explain to me this EPA action, or should we say non-action today regarding the 2014 renewable fuel standard. What have they done here?
Well, EPA was being bullied by oil companies on one side to completely rewrite the RFS, Ken, in a way that would limit how much ethanol could be used in the future. On the other end, they were being lobbied very heavily by ethanol supporters, other renewable fuel supporters, environmental groups, saying, look, the RFS was built to ensure that lower-cost, cleaner fuel is made available to consumers, that that kind of fuel has access to the market. Clearly, EPA felt like they were in a box, and you could say they're punting, but I think we punched big oil bullies in the nose today, Ken, and I think we live to fight another day because the EPA is essentially saying, we're not going to determine any final volume for 2014. We're going to essentially let the RINs that were generated this year determine the level for 2014. And then sometime early next year, they will come out with some more guidance on what their plans are for finalizing the 2014 volume and how they anticipate setting up the standard for 2015 and beyond.
Okay, so, I mean, is this a positive announcement for the ethanol industry?
I think we have to think it is a positive announcement for ethanol because, Ken, a week ago I would have told you the announcement from the administration would have been we're reducing the RFS because of the blend wall, and that was going to be a very negative announcement if that would have been the case. It would have forced us to consider suing EPA, and so the fact that, you know, we were collectively able to overcome Big Oil's war chest and you know, we can't take too much of a victory lap here, but prevent EPA from rewriting the RFS in a way that would fundamentally hurt the renewable fuels industry is a really important step.
And so, you know, one of the big concerns here was, of course, the negative message it was going to send to investors and the development of cellulosic ethanol and such. So you're saying that this really is maybe more of a positive message?
Oh, I absolutely think it's more of a positive message. If EPA were, you know, convinced that they had the legal authority to rewrite the RFS to limit E15 and E85, they would have done it. They would have done it in the summer. They would have done it before the election. They would have done it last week. The collective efforts of all of the renewable fuel supporters who made the case that you're on shaky legal ground if you rewrite the RFS. This puts investment in next-generation biofuels in jeopardy. This hurts rural America. This hurts consumers who have to pay for fuel at the pump. The collective efforts of everyone who made those persuasive arguments, I think, won today. So we live to fight another day. But in this industry, we know that, you know, you can't uncork the champagne because tomorrow, you know, we have to get back to work, and we have to make sure that we're helping the administration understand that the trajectory of this program needs to continue moving forward. Thank goodness this year there's been a great deal of demand for ethanol around the globe. And so while there have been limitations, artificial limitations placed on how much ethanol we can use in the United States, overall demand has been very strong, and so it's been a good year for ethanol producers. But we know there's much more we can do here at home to use this fuel, developing the market for E15, getting more E85 and blender pumps out there, ensuring that there are more flexible fuel vehicles to use those higher blends of ethanol. And so today's announcement helps support all of these other efforts we're trying to make, but a lot of work remains.